I made a deal. Hey, back Facebook. A deal with God that I was like, okay, I don't know if I can change the world. I feel really small, this one person. And if you've ever been to Seoul, it's a huge city. And I remember sitting on the metro and just looking at this huge city and all the people and like just one person, all these people. What, if anything, little thing can I do that's gonna make this world a better place? And I decided then, okay, the one thing that I can do is to just really go all in with my business and focus on building a business. Because to me, building a business from scratch, I had ideas in mind, but it still just felt like impossible. And so I thought, but it felt a little more possible than the idea of changing the world. So I was like, okay, all right, God, I'll both offer this up to build a business and do what I feel is impossible. And then through that, maybe this is possible to do bigger things. And you know what? I've done it. I built a business. You know, it's still a lot of stages to go. And I actually even forgot about this. That's why I'm bringing it up because I just remembered today that I made this goal a year ago and I'm already there, you know? And even though there's so many other goals that I have, I kind of forgot about it because I'm in my business working on it to grow bigger and more. And it's not impossible anymore. It's my life. And that's exactly what I want to share is that the reason you can absolutely do that, make that change, whatever it is that you feel needs to be resolved or a frustration or problem, you can do it because it's you who has to change first. That's always how it works. And actually, that is the harder battle, hands down. You know, no, you can take whatever huge issues there are out there, starvation in the world and poverty, they're huge grappling issues. But the harder battle is to really believe that you can be that person who can help change those issues, right? It's trusting in ourselves and our intuition every day. And it's not just about a one time, like, yeah, I can do this. It's about a consistently showing up each and every single day, which is exactly what I've experienced through building my business. And it's what I didn't know then when I made this goal was that it would transform me as a person, that I would become a better person through it all and really change. And that's the fact that I've changed so much so that I believe that anything is possible. And not only that, that I trust myself that I can make anything happen, to put my actions to with my words and just keep working to make it happen, because that's exactly what I've been doing for the past year. And there's nothing that can describe that feeling besides that complete total joy to know that you can make it possible and happen. And that's what I wanted to emphasize with this video and share that story. And yeah, because I could go on and on, but I won't. But I just want to note, also mentioned that I've met so many incredible women and support, especially since becoming an entrepreneur, because it's such in that mindset of every day how you're growing yourself. And that really hit me too, that we're not just, we know that we're not islands, right? What we do really affects each other, and we make waves and make it easier for others the way that we work on and grow ourselves. And I've experienced that so much in business, and I'm so inspired by all those who have supported me along the way. And next week, I'm going to be interviewing another fellow mompreneur also about her journey, and just so you can see the different ways that people make this work in their life. And most of all, through changing and being a better person, it's helped, you know, I'm growing my business, but also becoming a better mom and wife, friend, daughter, sister, all of those, becoming a better person, which is exactly being that change that I want to see in that world. And I want to just impart that with you this Friday and to add a little push, a challenge that it's not just about being the change that you want to see in the world, but being it because the world depends on it, because we're meant to step up. Because I think the biggest thing holding us back often is just not trusting in ourselves. And I wanted to end with this quote that I love, and many of you I'm sure have heard, very famous. Marianne Williamson, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. I want to see everyone stand up and let our light shine. We unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. We are liberated from our own fear presence. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Ah, it's hard to read that without crying because that has been my life and I feel so incredibly grateful. And I don't say this just to be like, hey, this is awesome, but I say it because I want every single person to experience that. That's the thing, when you start really living fully your purpose and your dream, it's like, why aren't we all doing this? So that's the challenge and this point of this live stream today is do it, keep building, keep dreaming, keep developing, working on whatever you're working on, because together we make this world better. Happy Friday. See you next week. And if this was inspiring to you or helpful, if you feel like there's someone who needs to hear it, please share it. Share it personally, message, share it in a group. But let's spread positivity. And most of all, step up and start sharing our gifts with the world. Bye.